learn from my learn from my mistakes, experience. Learn from my mistakes. Learn from my experience. I'm
trying to say two words at the same time. Hope I don't have the corona flu.
Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world, and mostly it's flesh creatures that are selfish and scammers and con artists and all that stuff. Especially when you marry one. So I married one, and one day I was in, I went to work, right? And I came back to the house, and this is like a double whammy shock right here. This is when you start to wake up. Something's not right. Something's going on. Okay, let me tell you why. So I left work, went home. I don't remember if it was at lunch or at 5. I was an estimator for an electrical contractor. So I went to the house, and there was a U-Haul truck backed into my yard. And a brother-in-law and a mother-in-law from another state and the wife in the house, and they were moving stuff out. I got on the phone. I called my mom. And I guess my sister was over there. And they came over there because I told them to get out of my house. You can't do this. You can't just take stuff. The court forces you to, if you want to divvy stuff up, you got to go through the court system. So mom showed up. And she said, well, just give her what's hers. I said, yeah, okay. So I said, you take your stuff, and I'll take mine. These flesh creatures are all around me now. They're out here. I'm at a store now here in the parking lot, arguing. And they got one beside me playing their stupid music. They're fleshly, earthly, temporal. That's all they are. They can't see past anything to spiritual. So anyway, so I had some backup there, I thought, my mom and my sister. So as soon as the U-Haul took off, I had a neighbor yelling across the street. So what happened was she had lied to all the neighbors and bad-mouthed me, telling a bunch of lies. I said, get out of my business, man, before I come over here and knock you out. Anyway, so after they left, the mom and the sister was in there, and they started going through the stuff that she left. They didn't say, let her have her stuff and you have yours, because they cared. They started going through her stuff, seeing what they could take. I said, what are y'all doing? That's her stuff. Don't take it. I'll ship it to her or something. They weren't there for moral support. They were there to get her stuff. And I was like, I'm going through a divorce, and you're sitting here worried about stuff. And she took the knobs. I said, look, she took the knobs off the cabinets. These people are stupid. Just like then, they were stupid. I got people around me just stupid, selfish, fleshly, earthly, temporal. When you're in a situation where the flesh creatures start to just show up everywhere all around you, it's an attack, and it's a precognition that something's going to happen. Whether it's somebody robbing a store or whatever, you need to just get away from it. They can't even hear the words of the music. It's just beating, boom, 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 boom. They're not listening to the words. They just want noise because they can't live in peace and silence. The Bible says, be still and know that I am. These flesh creatures, no wonder there's a virus taking people out. No wonder. When God destroys a third of the humans and everybody's crying, why, God, why? Because you rejected your Savior. You rejected your Creator. You were more worried about some kind of music beat to give you attention. They're not listening to that music. They want attention. If they can get their speakers to to bang the loudest. They think they're the big man on campus because their speakers are the loudest. How stupid is that? That's insanity. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's not about the music. It's about getting attention to themselves, just like the Wiccan worships themselves, just like the narcissist worships themselves. It's all about attention to themselves. And you can see it. All they're going in there to get them a 12-pack and get them a cigarette, and that's all. And all they're trying to do is fulfill the desires of the flesh, the world, and the pride of life. That's all they're doing. I got to get me a beer, and I got to get me a cigarette, and I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to get drunk, and I'm going to go home and get high. And I ain't thinking about God. I'm just thinking about my next meal. Their God is their belly. Their God is their belly. Their God is their belly. No wonder God is going to destroy a third of the population, just like he destroyed the first earth. Man is not seeking God. He's seeking his own belly, filling his own belly. Go through some fasting. See if you can go without food. See what controls you. If you can go without food and fast, you got some control. But if you can't, then that means your belly controls you. Your natural desire controls you. If you're serious about seeking God, try some fasting. See what controls you. If the TV's on 24/7, that controls you. If the music's on 24/7, that's what controls you. You're a slave. You're a slave. If gossip controls you, you're a slave. If negativity controls you, you're a slave. If depression controls you, you're a slave. If the truth controls you, you're a slave to Jesus and you're set free. Being a slave to Jesus is real freedom. Being a slave to the world, the flesh, and the pride of life is the AI program. You're a slave to the Pharaoh. You're a slave to the devil. You're a slave to your own belly, your own desires, your own earthly, fleshly, temporal desires. Your God is your belly. You worship yourself. You actually worship your own base nature, which is a beast. You worship the beast that is within you. So you're going to end up worshiping the beast, the Antichrist, because that's what you worship in your own body. You worship your own beast, base nature. You wouldn't know sacrifice if it smacked you in the face. You wouldn't know love if it sacrificed you, if it smacked you in the face. That's why when I go home after work, and the knobs, I'm talking about 50-cent knobs. She took the knobs off the cabinet. She took the knobs off the cabinet. You talk about selfish. You talk about greedy. It reveals what her purpose of marriage was. It was greed. It was money. It was self. I got to get me a baby daddy. But she came from a supposedly, quote-unquote, highfalutin family. But when the dad died, the rest of them went down. They didn't know what they believed. They don't even know what they believe. Tossed to and fro by every window doctor. Take the knobs off the cabinets. 50-cent knobs. You talk about stupid. Took the knobs off the cabinets. And they were cheap knobs. It would be different if they were fancy. If they were $10 each, I could understand it. Sell it to yard sale, but cheapos? You talk about selfish. Greed. Their God is their belly. So in their thinking is, she's thinking, I want to get pregnant. Why? Because I want to entrap you for 18 years. Why? Because she thinks that the world owes her something. They think the man owes them something. because they don't want to work. They don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to be a part of a team. They don't want to. It's all about them.